Hey, we saw in five lines from the bottom of Mendal and Beis. The Mishnah said, if a person had a right to leave their tchum, either to go say Eidus HaKadosh, or for Hatzal Sefashis, or a midwife, and while they were on their way, they heard that their services weren't needed anymore. So they received a new tchum Shabbos from the point at which they now are, and could go 2,000 amas in any direction, and not restricted to their dal amas. And they're a bundle of masakinis, because otherwise people wouldn't want to go for Eidus HaKadosh, etc., or to save people. And the Mishnah then said, a lashon which was a bit cryptic, and we have machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Ba'ashi. The Mishnah said, Rabbi learned that this is referring to Reuven, who when he heard that he wasn't needed anymore, was still within his original tchum, and you would think that the tchum now allowed him to walk an additional 2,000 amos from his current location, Kamashwam, that he only has his original tchum and hasn't gained any additional tchum. But Rabbi Shimon Ba'ashi says the Mishnah is referring to a case where Reuven was already out of his original tchum. For example, he already walked 3,000 amos from his house, but since Rabbanan said that he now can gain a new tchum, and he acquires a new tchum and can walk back towards his house 2,000 amas, but once he walks 1,000 amas towards his house, he will be within his original tchum, so these tchum overlap, so now we allow him to use the original tchum as well. And the base of the machlokes was that Rav Shimi held Havlas tchum milsi, when two tchum overlap, you can use both tchum, and Rabbi disagrees, and therefore needed to explain the Mishnah as he did. Now Rashi actually points out that Rabbi doesn't hold the nada that we had before, where a person went out of his tchum and only now has dal amas, that the din is that because of Kavod Abrius, if he had to go to the bathroom, he could walk out of his Dal Amos, and it was an Eitz HaTavah that we said to go back into your original Tchum, to go to the bathroom, and once you're back in your original Tchum, you can now get back to your original Tchum and walk as much as you want in that area. Now, this is Midin Havlah, and Rabbi disagreed, as we just explained, but Tosfos on this Amud says, and he argues and says, Rabbi can agree with the Eitz of Nada, Ayin Shum. And we start our Gemara, Amalei Abayi L'Rabbi, V'ad Lo Tisbur D'Havlah Tchum Milsi, you don't hold at the concept of Havlah, but you yourself agree, Umar if a person was kohen shvisa in a cave which is underground and the inner dimensions of the cave is 4,000 amos long, you could definitely walk in the entire cave just like you could walk in any bias. For example, if you have a mansion, you're allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos within a mansion. In addition, if the walls of the cave leading up to the surface on top of the cave is angled in such a way that the space on top of the cave, the ground level, is for example only 3 amos wide or long, and the cave has 2 exits. And when you walk out of the east exit, you can walk 2,000 amas to all sides. And if you go out of the west exit, for sure you agree that you can walk 2,000 amas to each side as well. Now, if you walk on the outside, on top of the Mara, on the ground level, from the east exit towards the west exit, or from the west exit towards the east exit, part of each of these 2,000 amas will be muvla in each other, so you have a right to use both tchumen at once on Shabbos. So in essence, you will have a 7,000 tchum area, so you see that even Rabbi agrees to the concept of Havlah. Malay Rabbi responds to Abayi and says, Rabbi explains there's a major chil between two cases. In the case of the Ma'ara, Reuven was kind of shvisa in the Ma'ara, and his original kinyan had 2 different tchumen, which was muvla in each other, so we allow you to consider them both as one tchum and as your tchum. But in our Mishnah, Reuven had one tchum at the beginning of Shabbos, and only on Shabbos, midrabbanon, he acquired a second tchum based on him going to say the Eidus HaKodesh. So there are 2 distinct tchumen, and even though at this point they are mumbling each other, we don't allow them to combine to be one tchum, and you can't go back to your house. But Abayi asks his Rebbe Rabba again, you're saying when he wasn't Shavas in that area, you can't say Havlah, but now we have a Mishnah, we go to Rabbi Lezer says, but again, someone that goes out of his tchum Shavas, but he only goes only 2 amos more than his tchum Shavas, then the din is he could go back into the area where his original tchum and consider himself that he never went out. But Gimel, if he went out 3 amas, then he can't go back in. My love, what's a pshat in that? Reb Lezer Tameh, because Reb Lezer is going according to this time, that when we say a person has 4 amas, when you go out of your tchum Shabbos, it doesn't mean you have 4 amas to each side of you, but it means you have 2 amas on each side of you, which means you have a circle around you of 4 amas. And va'aba amas, the other Rabbanan command removal domeh, the kami yikones. And the 4 amas that Rabbanan now gave, which means 2 on each side, is like it's muvla inside the tchum Shabbos, since he's only 2 amas away, and therefore his new tchum Shabbos, which is now the 4 amas outside the area and only 2 amas towards the ear where he used to be, is now muvla in the original city. And therefore, since there's a din of Havlah, according to Rabbi Elazar, you're allowed to go back in. But over there, 2 separate tchum Shabbos. He had his original tchum Shabbos in the city. Now he has a new tchum Shabbos of his dalet amas, which is outside the city. And we still say the 2 spaces, since they overlap each other, they're muvla, and we say you could go back in. Am Havlah's tchum milsi. We still say Havlah's tchum milsi. So how could Rabbi say we don't say Havlah in such a case? Amalei Rabbi, Tabayis. So Rabbi Chanan says Tabayo. Umid Rabbi Elazar Kamaisle Lamar Yisrael Kasha on my Rebbe and Rabbi from the case of Rabbi Elazar. He doesn't necessarily hold like Rabbi Elazar because we know Rabbi Elazar Shemuti and we generally don't pass like Rabbi Elazar. Amalei. So Abayi responds in. I know that Rabbi held like this. The Shmuel Liminei Lamar because I heard this from our Rebbe Rabbi because the Rabbi said Akal Pligi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Elazar. Even though Rabbi Agar Rabbi Elazar, they only said the Agar Rabbi Elazar. Elo Dvarishus. When you go out of your Tchum Shabbos and you went Dvarishus, then you can't use Havlot to go back in. But even Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Elazar that if you went out for the Dvar Mitzvah, and our Mishnah is a case of Dvar Mitzvah because you went out to go and say Eidus HaChodesh or to be a midwife, etc., so then they might that you could have the Havlah. So Abaye has a valid question, Rabbi, because in our Mishnah, he didn't explain our Mishnah like Rav Shimon bar Achiya because he didn't hold the Din Havlah. But over here, he said Rabbanan might to Rabbi Elazar that there's a Din Havlah when it's Dvar Mitzvah. So Abaye's Kasha is L'chayr a valid Kasha, Rabbi. The Gemara continues with the last part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, when someone goes out to save someone, you could go back to your original spot. It's mashma, you could go back to your house. In fact, remember about filo tuva, you're allowed to go back all the way to your house. The Reisha said, "Va'amr Reisha, alpayim amos v'sulay." All you're allowed to go is 2,000 amos from the spot where you found out that they didn't require your service anymore, but you're not allowed to go more. And even according to Rav Shimon bar Achiya, you're only allowed to go more if it was mavla in the original tchum, but you're not allowed to go more than that in any case where it's not mavla. So I'm Rabbi Dam Rav Shechayzim b'kli zaylum kaimin. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that not that you could go back to your original spot, but that you're allowed to carry your weapons to the space the Rabban allowed you to go back. You might think that the weapons you have to leave there because you can't carry them at this point. They're not allowed to be carried either because they're considered muktzah or because you're doing haitzah and they're not allowed to actually carry them. Kamashbal, and you're allowed to carry them. Fred Gemara, my kushya, what was it even you have me? You had a question over there. Dilma lahatzel shani. Maybe there's two parts of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah is talking about someone going out to lay the zechadish or they're going out to help someone give birth. There we say you're only allowed to have 2,000 numbers. But if you're going out to war and you went out to Muhammad, maybe you're allowed to go back and you're allowed to go all the way into your city because like Rashi says, maybe the enemies will run after them. Maybe in order to protect yourself, you let it run back all the way into your city. If there was a Shverikai from Mishnah, this was where the Kasha was from. The Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, but the Geya Eidus HaChodesh, Berishayna, originally, when they went to see HaGadol's Eidus on Shabbos, they were not allowed to walk from that area more than Dalet Amos or more from that area where they were because that was where Bezdin was, so they were able to walk in that area but nothing more, but therefore people stopped coming because they were nervous that they would get locked in and they didn't want to be stuck on Shabbos. So Hiskaram Gulim HaTakana Sheish L'Apayim Ma'amu Charuach, that they were allowed to walk 2,000 Amos and have a new Tchum Shabbos. Not only did they say this, but the gate Eidus HaChodesh El Afila Chacham HaBaleilad, also for a midwife, HaBala Hatzman HaGai, so someone that's going to the army, Umin HaNar, or from River and HaPilis, Umin HaLake, or from Fire Rain Kancha Air, that you like to Anshair, and you have an additional 2,000 Amos to all your sides. But the Gemara asks, you're saying all you have 2,000 Amos and nothing more. But Amid Amisha says, anyone goes out to save someone, you go back to your original spot, and even more, which is Mashbuk from here, since the Mishnah over there in Rosh Hashanah says, even for Gaius, you only have 2,000 Amos. And over here we said, and it seems to save means, even if you can explain it, Binagaius, someone that went to the army, they go back all the way to your original spot. So Rabbi Yudam Rav, and that's what Rabbi Yudam Rav said, that our Mishnah means not calling Yitzel Hatzel Chayzim will come to your original spot, but your Chayzim be Kli Zayin will come to wherever the Rabbanon allowed you to go now, you'll let it go take your Kli Zayin, your weapons to that area. Kiditanya, and the reason for this is like the Brice that we had. Originally, when the soldiers were coming back from war, they would take their weapons and place it in the house that was right next to the wall of the city, because they didn't want to carry it more than they had to on Shabbos. But Pamacha, Sekir Ben Oivim, one time the enemies recognized that they were coming back, and they ran after him, but they didn't have the weapons. So they ran into this house in order to take their weapons. And the enemies came and ran after them. And they were pushing each other in order to get in there because it was a very small spot. And the Yidden killed of each other. The soldiers were killed friendly fire more than the Oivim killed of them. And therefore, at that time, they allowed to take their weapons all the way to wherever the Rabban allowed them in order that they're always with their Kli Zayin and they had their weapons with them at any moment just in case there was an ambush. Going back to the original question that we had machlokes, or we had a steer between the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, that seemed all you're allowed to do is 2,000 amos, and our Mishnah that seemed you're allowed to go back to Lemukaiman. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Einich Rabbi, our Mishnah means you're allowed to go back all the way to the house. And there's a difference. Where the Jews beat the Goyim, then you only have 2,000 amos because you don't have to be nervous about anything. But by a war where the Umas Olam beat the Yidden, then they would be able to go back all the way to the houses because they would be nervous that maybe they chased them there, therefore you want to make sure that they're protected and they're in their cities. The words in the Gemara is shenitzchu umisraelim as atman, that the umisraelim beat themselves. Of course, that's the lashon saginar. It's saying in a nice way, but of course, it means that the umisraelim beat klal yisrael. I remember the rav nachum shetzor al yaris yisrael. If there were goyim that besieged the cities of klal yisrael, in yisraelim beklei zayin on Shabbos, you now go out with your weapons. Beim mechal on Shabbos, you now be mechal Shabbos of that. Tainam yochim. We looked at the brayse simuni nachum shetzor that if there was a siege, then you now go out with klei zayin and you now be mechal Shabbos. But medvamurim, when do we say these dinim kshepol iskimamin? Only when they're coming to fight with you in order to gain money. Avabol iskim nefashim. If they're coming for nefashim to kill people, then of course that is a pekuch nefesh aspect involved. Yotzim klei zayin. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to go out with weapons and mechal on Shabbos, and you're allowed to wage war even on Shabbos. And if it's a city that's near the border, and therefore since it's a border city, it's a very defensive position. Even if they didn't come for iskim nefashim, elal iskim tevim b'kash. Even for a small amount of money, like straw and cash, then you can be mechal Shabbos even in such a situation. That Bavel is like a city that's considered close to the Sapa, close to the border, and therefore you're allowed to fight even on Shabbos because it's a danger that they're going to breach through from the Goyish areas to the Jewish areas and then get completely into Bavel, which will be a total destruction of Klal Yisrael, and therefore you're allowed to do that. And we metagrim, which city are we referring to specifically? We're talking to Nadar, which was the entrance way to Bavel. Darsh of the Stoyed Ben Biri, Meidachsev, of the Stoyed Ben Biri, brought a similar drasha from the Psukim, B'negei David. They see that David will actually go out to war, even for something which was a city that was on the Sapa, and even was Iske Mammon and not Iske Nefashis. We have a pasuk that says, they told David, saying, that the Plishtim were fighting a war in Keila, which we'll see, is a city that was on the border. That they were going and capturing the grunis, the storehouses. Tana, Keila, so this city was a place on the border. They were only coming for Tevim B'kash, like it says, could I go out and fight war with these Plishtim because it was Shabbos today? And Hashem said to David, go out to Kisim of Plishtim and you can fight a war with Plishtim and go save the city of Keilah. What was David asking from a Kodesh Baruch Hu? If he was asking, since it was Shabbos, he's Shari Yasa, if it's Mutter to go out or if it's Asa, since the Bezal Shmuel HaMasi was still there, they should have asked the Bezal and they shouldn't have gone directly to the Urim Batumim. So it must be that David really knew that of course it's Mutter to go fight the war. Elad, only Shadi was, they can, I mean, I'll bring the right that that's true. It says in the Pasuk that Hashem responded, Lech go out, Vekisim of Plishtim, and fight the war of Plishtim, Vashat is Keilah, and you'll actually win, and you will save the city of Keilah. Shema Menil, you see, the only Shaila was if he'll be Matzleach or not, but not if there's a Shaila if you're allowed to go or not. Of course, you're allowed to go out on Shabbos, since it was a city that was Smuch L'Sapa, that was close to the border. We continue with the Mishnah. Mishiyosh B'derech, someone was sitting by the Derech on a road, he was traveling, and he got tired, he sat down, he didn't realize he was already B'tchum Eir, within the Tchum of the city, and then it got dark. And now it's Shabbos, V'amen, he gets up, and he realized that he's really close to the city. But since his kavanah was not to dwell in the city and make the shvisa like the anchir, Ramey holds you can't go into the city. Now, it doesn't mean you can't go into the city at all, because of course, if your 2,000 amas from that space goes and ends in the city, you're allowed to go within the city. But it means you don't have the din like one of the anchir, and therefore you can't go 2,000 amas from the points that are considered part of the city. For example, the walls of the city, and that would be a much larger Tchum Shabbos Pim. Rabbi Yehuda says that you considered part of the Anshir, since your Kavana would have been on that, because it's stammer that a person would want to be like the Anshir if he would have known. So therefore, even though he didn't know, but since he didn't say mefirsh that he doesn't want to be like the Anshir, and he doesn't say mefirsh that I want to have my Shvisa in this spot, therefore you're allowed to go in, and that would be considered your Makam Shvisa. Rabbi Yehuda Maisaya, that will bring you a story from Rabbi Taffin that will prove my point, because Benichlis Rabbi Taffin Beloy Miskavin, that the same case would happen to Rabbi Taffin, and he went into the city and he considered that his makom shvisa, even though he didn't have kavanah on that before Shabbos. Tanya, the Gemara brings a brisa. He was going on the road, and he slept outside the city. In the morning, the shepherds found him. And they told him, there's the city right there. He can't even go inside. Nichnas and Rabbi Taffin went in, and he sat in bed and he dashed an entire day. So raya, exactly like Rabbi Yehuda brought in the story in the Mishnah, that Maisa Ibn Nixon of Tavlo Miskafin, a raya to Rabbi Yehuda, you could be Ikonis. Amulay, they respond to him, Misham Raya, trying to be raya from there. Shem believe by so first of all, it could be that even though the Rayim told him, but really Rabbi Tafin knew already before Shabbos that the air was right there, and therefore his Kavanah was to be a city dweller, and therefore his Tchum Shabbos was within the city. Or I could tell you that it's not a raya from the story of Tafin, because Rabbi Tafin knew that he really didn't have the Tchum of the city, but the Beis Medrash was within his 2,000 Amos, and that's why he was able to go specifically to Beis Medrash, but not in the entire city. So based on either Teretz, it's not a raya to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And we continue with the next mission. Mishiyash B'derech, over here, someone's sleeping, he's not awake, and therefore he can't have any Kavanah. He doesn't even realize that Shabbos started. Even when he wakes up, he still has 2,000 Amos from that spot, because he was kind of Shvisa, even though he was sleeping in Devar HaBeich HaMenuri. The Chavim Amim, no, he can't be kind of Shvisa, and therefore, ain't like Allah Abba Amos. He only gets Abba Amos. That the Abba Amos doesn't go 4 Amos each side. Like we said before, according to Rabbi Elazar, you only get 2 Amos each side. You're the center point, and you have 4 Amos around you in a circle. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eze Ruach Sheyetzi Yelech, to either side you want, you could go, but once you go to one side, once you decide which side you want to go, then you only have 4 Amos to that side, and that's all. If there were 2 people, and 2 people had 4 Amos only outside in a specific spot, but their tchumen actually were overlapping each other, they could share that middle spot where it overlaps, and both Reuven and Shimon could bring their food into that area where it overlaps and eat together. But Reuven can't go and take his food and transport it into Shimon's area where it doesn't overlap, and the same vice versa, that Shimon can't take his food and move it into Reuven's area where it's considered his rishus, because that is his tchum. Like Rashi says, a person's chafetz gets the same tchum as his feet, as where he is. Each one's 4 amis is like their own rishus yachin, and therefore you now move and transport something from one rishus yachin to another rishus yachin. Now another case the Mishnah says, if there were 3 people, each one only had 4 amis because, for example, they were sleeping before Shabbos, and like the Man Naman that says, all you get is 4 Amos, or where they were outside the Chum, they all walked outside the Chum, and now they find themselves that they all have 4 Amos. For example, if Reuven's in the center and Shimon and Levi on either side of Reuven, then Reuven could go and eat some part with Shimon where he's Muvla together, where he overlaps, as well as if he turns the other way, he could do it with Levi. However, Shimon and Levi can't go and eat with each other because, of course, they have no area that's overlapping. Now, Shimon could go and eat with Reuven, and Levi could go eat with Reuven in the spots where they overlap as well, but where there's no shared and mutual overlapping area, they can't go and eat with each other. And Amar Shimon Lamad Avadayma, this is very similar, and the same idea is, if you have 3 chatzeres that open to each other, and they also open to Shusramim, and then you need an Erev to carry from one chatzah to another, or from the batim to the chatzeres themselves, so now, if each chatzah now could carry within their own chatzah, because, for example, Reuven and Shimon, who had a house in chatzah A, could carry from their batim into the chatzah because they made an Erev between each other. And if Erev Ushtayim Mitzayis, he mutaris imar, vehe mutaris imar, Ushtayim Mitzayis asu zu zu. So if you have area A, B, and C, B is the middle area, A made an Erev of B, C made an Erev together with chatzah B, but they didn't make an Erev all 3 together, then of course A could carry into B, C could carry into B, and the middle area B could carry both into A and into C, but you can't carry from A to C or from C to A because there was no Erev. Now what's the chiddush over here? The chiddush is, since you can't carry from A to C and C to A, you might say that you shouldn't be able to carry into B also, because maybe the people in B would go take something from area C and bring it into area A. Kamashman, we don't make such a gzera. Similar to the case of the 3 people that had the tchum in 4 amas, that we don't make such a gzera either. Now, Mishnah had a din, lefir abeich menuri, that if someone was sleeping by the onset of Shabbos, therefore he didn't have kavanah for a tchum Shabbos, the din is that when he wakes up, he has a din that he has 2,000 amas from the place he fell asleep, and even though he didn't have kavanah. So, by Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, what does Rabbi Yisrael hold? In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yisrael said a person who's sleeping could be kind of shvisa and has a tchum Shabbos based on where he fell asleep. So is it because Rabbi Yisrael holds chafse hefka kind of shvisa, if you have an item which is hefka, it's ownerless, that the din is that it's kind of shvisa wherever it is prior to the onset of Shabbos, that is its tchum Shabbos, and it's not based on someone that acquires it after the fact and it gets the din of shvisa of that person, like regular chafetzim, which are owned by a person, which we know a person that owns chafetzim, a behema, kalim, etc., are karagli abaylim. But over here, since it's chafsi hefka, it's still kainish misa, and that's why a person, even without kavana, just like a chafetz has no kavana, a person without kavana who's sleeping is kainish misa. Here also by chafsi hefka, it's also kainish misa. Uvidinu, and therefore, really, it would make sense to look at the kalim that the machlekes in the Mishnah of Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri and Rabbanan should have been by kalim that are hefka. The reason why they argued by the person who was sleeping, to tell us the strength of the dinam drabbanan, the avakav the kilmeima, even though you could say a svar over here, hayo v'niyah kaina, since he's a person, and when he's awake, he would be kaina his own shvisa with his own das, yashinami kaina. So also when he's sleeping, you should also say he's kaina, kamash and loy, and drabbanan say that even so, we consider a person that's sleeping like a kli that doesn't have das, and therefore you're not kaina shvisa at all. But let's keep in mind, even if you're drabbanan, there's definitely a difference between a person and a kli, because a person is not kaina shvisa, and therefore he only has dal and amas. However, a kli is that kind of shvisa, but it would get the din of the tchum of the person that picks it up and is eventually kainin on Shabbos. Oidilma Rava says, Kasavra Beicha Menuri, Ba'al Mechafze Hefka, in kainin shvisa, maybe he holds a chayfet that's hefka that doesn't have any das, can't be kainin shvisa at all. But Vahacha, Hainu Taima, Hayel V'niyah Kaina, Yashaname Kaina. However, in Rabbi Yecha Menuri, Amishta holds a person could be kainin shvisa even when he's sleeping, because since when he's awake, he could be kainin because he has das. Also, when he's sleeping, he could be kainin because he's still a person, and therefore we give him the shvisa of the makam he's sleeping in. Our Rabbeisa Tashma, Rabbeisa brings a right from a brisa. Gesham shiyadim erev yatev. If there was Gesham that fell on erev yatev, and therefore it's considered hefka. Yesh lan al payim am lecharuach. They get shvisa of 2,000 amas for each side. Be yatev. But if they fell on yatev, harein karag lekaladam. It has it in like the regal of any person that actually goes and acquires it. Because at the point of yatev, it couldn't be kind of shvisa at that point. Because the only way to be kind of shvisa is bein hashmashes. Here it wasn't around bein hashmashes. Therefore, it only fell on yatev, and therefore it has to do the karag. Called him a person that picks it up at that point, it would get the din of shvisa of that person. But the point is, in the ratio we said that gesham shiyadu may erev yatim yesh lo payim am lecharuach. So the Gemara says, yeah, b'shlam kesav Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri chafti hefka kainin shvisa. If Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri holds that in his opinion that chafti hefka has a din of shvisa, how money Rabbi Yechon, and then it comes out good that this brisa is Rabbi Yechon aliyam chafti hefka in kainin shvisa, how money who is this brisa? Lo Rabbi Yechon, lo Rabbanan, can't be Rabbi Yechon, and it surely can't be Rabbanan because the Rabbanan hold even a person can't be kainin shvisa, and therefore for sure, chafte hefka can't be kainin shvisa. So Rabbi Yosef brought a riot to the tzad of Rava that lefi Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri, not only is an adam kainin shvisa, but also chafte hefka is kainin shvisa. Yosef Abai, v'kam amal shemayin tzva. So Abai was saying over this member of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, amal Rav Safa Rabbaya. So Rav Safa said to Abai, v'dilbam, but maybe b'kshama smuchli erskidan. Over there, we weren't talking about Geshem, which was hefka. We were talking about Geshem that fell near a city, and therefore va'anshi oiseir died to malau. The people in that city want to acquire them, and therefore it's not hefka. Belongs to them and therefore gets a din like the city, and you have 2,000 amas. On Malay, Loisak Daifach, he said and responded to Rav Safra, don't ask the Shaila on Rabbi Yosef, because we have another right. The time we have a Mishnah that says, Barshal Yachid, Karagli Yachid, a bar of Yachid, an individual owns a bar, it has a din of that person, and therefore if he's Kanish Visa, the water goes based on wherever he was Kanish Visa. So for example, if he makes an Erev to the west, that water can only travel to the west, and if another person comes and wants to travel to the east, that person can't travel towards the east with the water. Vishal Oseir, and if it's of a city, Karagli Oseir, it has the din of the people of the city, it's considered part of the Rabbim. Vishal Oyle Bubble, and the people that are coming for Bubble to be Oyle Regal, Karagli Mala, it's based on each person, based on the person that fills it up, and it's Kainit Min Hafka. Vitani, we learned it, Brysa, Boshel Shvatim, we have another Brysa that says that if there's a bar of the Shvatim, which means of the people that are Oyle Regal, Yeshlo and Payam Amal Choruach, they have a din that they have 2,000 Amas to each side, not Karagli Mala, there has a din that's 2,000 Amas from each side of this bar. So Kasha and Dodd is zero on each other. Alav, it must be Shema Mina, Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri, Harabbanan. It must be where it says that you have 2,000 amas. That's like Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri, where it says when it's something mina hefka, chafze hefka is kind of shvisa, and therefore you have 2,000 amas inside. But the Rabbanan hold chafze hefka do not have any shvisa, and therefore you don't have a din if 2,000 amas inside. It's based on each individual that picks it up, and that's why the Brisa says v'shel oil above a karaglo hamali k'asa chamed Rav Yosef. When a bai came in front of Rav Yosef, amalei hachkam Rav Safa. This is where Rav Safa asked me v'hachkam, and this is how I responded to him. Amalei Rav Yosef responded to bai v'amaylo temel. Why didn't you just tell him migufa from the first ride that I told you? Because Isaac let him b'kshama sumuchli erskinan. If you're right, Rav Safra, that we're talking about Geshem that was near the city, and the city acquired, and therefore it wasn't hefka. Hi yeshlo al payim am lecharuach. Why does it say it has 2,000 amas to each side? How karagli anshe oisir by lei? It just say it's considered like the ragli anshe oisir because not based on the 2,000 amas from the point where the Geshem is. It actually has 2,000 amas from the mechitzas of the city, and that's a much larger area, and therefore it must be that we're talking about chef. Hefka over there, and you see, like Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri, Chafze Hefka, Kainin Shvisa, and we'll stop over here.